Hi, this is Tony Pico from Oradell, New Jersey, and I won the Adidas golf shoes on Golf Better at edwinwatchgolf.com.
Welcome to Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf. Episode number 52. Hello again, everyone. My name is Tom Brussell, and thank you so much for joining us. Whether you're a first-time listener or a long-time subscriber, we are glad you're with us. And thank you, Tony Pico of Oradell, New Jersey, for that fantastic lead-in. Congratulations to Tony and to Diane Allen of Gurnee, Illinois, as the winners of our Adidas shoe giveaway from episode number 49. Joining me, as always, is technical specialist Kenny Nicholson from Edwin Watts Golf. Kenny, before I get to you, just want to remind the listeners to register for that Seymour Putter giveaway that we're going to be giving away next episode. Go to the edwinwattsgolf.com page. On the left side, you'll see the Golf Better icon. Click on it, and it'll take you right to the Register to Win icon. Kenny, we've got another special guest in studio today. Why don't you do the honors?
Yeah, Tom, I'm extremely excited with our guest today. Joining us is the president of Nekent Golf, Mr. John Hoflick. John, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's nice to be in Florida.
Yeah, John, thanks for joining us. Hey, to start off with, can you give us a little bit of history about the company Nekent Golf and a little bit of history on yourself as well?
Well, Nekent is a brand new company in the golf market that's been around for almost 14 years now. And I think up until about 2004 when we became the king of hybrids and got an unbelievable amount of usage of our ironwoods out on the PGA tours. Nobody had really ever heard of Nekent. But in the last 5 years, I think we've done a good job of building the brand. And today, if you go out to any of the professional tours, Nationwide Tour, the LPGA, the PGA Tour, everybody knows Nekent. And I think for a lot of the better players out there who follow what those guys use, we're pretty well known, and globally, we have distribution in about 23 countries now around the world. So, Nekent is the new thing on the block.
Yeah, grown considerably fast for a small company.
We've grown almost 400% in the last 4 years.
So incredible.
Keeping up with that is a full-time job.
It's amazing how fast you guys hit the road running with the hybrids. I mean, a lot of it was word of mouth to begin with. Didn't have the marketing money, but it's amazing how many people took to that particular product, and still to this day is one of our number one selling hybrids that we sell. And I can attest to the fact that it's a great product. A lot of guys here use it. I use some myself as well. So give us a brief history of yourself, how you got started in golf.
I got in the golf business 53 years ago.
Giving your age a little.
But I grew up in New Jersey across from a municipal golf course, and I discovered real quick that golfers hit a lot of balls in the woods. So in the evenings, I used to go around, gather up a lot of golf balls in the woods, and then early in the morning, I'd take a peach basket out to the tee at Galloping Hill Golf Course, number 5, I think it was, and would sell the balls back to the golfers for a dime for, cut balls, and a quarter for a new Titleist or Maxfly. And I'd sell balls until I got 50 cents, which was the greens fee at the pitch and putt course at Galloping Hill. And then I would go down and play the rest of the afternoon. So I've really been in the golf industry, since I was 10 years old. But in Louisville, Kentucky, 1970, I had a friend that was a Maxfly golf ball salesman that was nice enough to help me get a job as a sales rep. And been in this business ever since, and it's a pretty amazing industry. Great place to be.
I've enjoyed it. I've been in it for 17 years, and I definitely enjoy the industry myself. How long have you been with Nekent?
I joined Nekent in 2005, and I got into the design business with actually PGA Golf in 1985, and we were in the process of changing the name from PGA Golf to Tommy Armour Golf. And we didn't have anybody to design product. So I asked the president of the company, Bob McNally, if I could take a crack at it. So the first golf club that I designed was the Tommy Armour 845 iron.
Which I might add was an incredible seller. Still to this day, I have people that play that particular product. It's amazing when it came out, this is a compliment to you guys, that when that iron came out, it was so, it seemed like it was so far ahead of everything at the time, but a terrific product. Absolutely.
Well, in those days, which 1985, 1986, the Ping I 2 iron was
dominated the
king of the market, 30% market share. And so I went to a golf pro in Chicago, Tommy Wilcox, who was out at Sunset Ridge. And I said, Tommy, you know, what are you selling these days? And he said, oh, I sell 50 sets of Ping I 2s, you know, every summer. And, you know, it's just phenomenal. And I figured out real quick that if he had about 500 members, he was going to run out of people to sell, figuring he'd only sell 20 or 30% of the members, you know, in a couple of 3 years. So I said, you know, if people don't buy Ping irons, why don't they buy them? And he said, well, it's probably better players who are afraid they're going to hook the short irons because the I2, everybody knows, had a kind of a high toe on it. So he said, if you could come up with a club that looked like the Ping and the long and middle irons, but had a conventional rounded top line like a Wilson staff, that that would be a perfect set of clubs. And then if they all had cavity backs, they'd be easy to play. So I went back, and that was really the, you know, the model for the 845. And at that time, nobody was doing that type of design. So.
Yeah, aesthetically, it was great looking. I played them for a long time back in the early 90s. Had them for a lot of years because technology didn't pass that iron for a long time, which was incredible. So you've had a lot to do with the design aspect of golf clubs, and I think that's important for the listener to know that, you know, not only are you running a company, but you obviously have a lot of background in designing golf clubs.
John Hoflick, the president of Nakent Golf, sitting in with us in studio. John, let's talk about something new, brand new, the Nakent 4DX CYG driver, CYG standing for Create Your Game. Talk about what you can do. From what I understand, you can set the driver for different launch angles, different shot trajectories. Is that correct?
Right, that's right. You know, we're really excited about the CYG technology. The USGA, about a year and a half ago, allowed consumers to buy products that they could alter or change before they took off on the first tee. And it really opened up a lot of design opportunities for us. So our CYG technology, or Change Your Game technology, you know, we really think it's a revolutionary concept for drivers.
The consumer, what is the benefit that he's going to be able to see? You know, because I know some guys go to the driving range and one day they're might be hooking the ball and they need a little bit. You're like, man, I got the wrong driver. I might have to hit a 3-wood today. This is something that's definitely going to be able to help that guy out, correct?
Right. I mean, the premium drivers today are $299, $399, and have been that price point for a long time. And to me, the frustration that the average golfer has had with drivers is they spent all that money and they thought that they got a driver that was going to work for them. Maybe they hit it one day at a demo day, or, you know, in the net and the launch monitor or something like that. But, you know, as average golfers, our swings change. And I think the frustration that a lot of people had was they bought a driver that worked when they bought it, but a month or two later, they found that they weren't getting the shot shape that they want. So the excitement about the CYG technology is now you can buy that driver, have it fit for you, get the right shaft and everything else. But if your swing changes a little bit, or, you know, conditions change or whatever, now you can alter the face angle, the lie, and the loft of the driver to dial in a shot shape that's working for you, you know, that particular week or month, or, you know, that individual round. And the tour professionals have had this, you know, capability for a long time because of the tour vans, where, you know, if Kenny Perry was, you know, not happy with the shot shape that he was getting, you know, this week on the, you know, on the range, or in his round, the next week he could go in one of the tour vans and get a different lie, different loft, or a different shaft combination. Well, now that technology is available to the average golfer.
I mean, it's really cool. The thing, and even for the good golfer who might not have as much dispersion per se with his driver, you take a Kenny Perry who every now and then might need to change something, but you can actually set it up for a golf course you're playing. So, I mean, everybody knows that golf course, you might have a few more dogleg rights, or, you know, right trajectory shots that you need to play, and you can actually set the golf club up prior to your round and have it set up for you to play on the golf course. So for the experienced guy, it's great as well. But for the guy that's, you know, going to the driving range, one day he's hooking, one day he's slicing, one day he's hitting it straight, If you're hooking the ball on the range, you can simply just open the face up and create a straighter ball flight or one that works a little bit left to right if you're right-handed.
John, are there other benefits that you're going to see that a better player will get from using this particular driver?
Well, I think that's, to me, one of the most exciting things about the CYG interchangeable technology is that I think most better players, the shot that they worry about the most is that big right-to-left hook that winds up in the trees or some other place. And with the titanium drivers, it's extremely difficult to bend them to change the face angle to get a little bit more open face on the driver. But now with the CYG hosel having 26 different clicks, it allows you to open or close the face, change the lie angle or the loft angle. Now the better player can open that driver face a degree or two or three.
And up to 3 degrees.
Right, up to 3 degrees. And virtually eliminate that big right to left hook. And that's a huge advantage, you know, in fitting for a better player.
Yeah, I don't think the average consumer realizes on a stock driver how the club actually comes set up.
Right. Well, most titanium drivers that you buy in the market today have a 2 degree closed face angle because the length of the face makes it a little bit difficult for the average golfer to close the club face at impact and keep the ball straight or right to left. So we design that face angle in there. But for a really strong golfer who tends to draw the ball, that 2 degree closed face angle works against him. So that again, is one of the reasons why the CYG and being able to open the face up 3 degrees, is an important design factor.
Yeah, so, I mean, for the better player out there, if you're listening and you didn't know this before, if you're a drawer of the golf ball and you buy a golf club off the shelf right now, it's going to enhance that draw to almost a hook possibly. So
right.
You need to definitely pay attention. You mentioned you guys being king of hybrids. I mean, it's still, to this day, a great seller for us. Where do you see the future going with hybrids? It seems like technology's gotten to a point where what's going to be next?
Well, to me, the opportunity with the hybrid, if you're into designing golf clubs and everything, is that people have forever been frustrated with not being able to hit long irons. And if you go back 150, 100 years, and look at the golf clubs, golf club museums, they were all hybrids. They didn't really have iron clubs, 150 years ago. They were all made out of wood with hickory shafts, and they had, heads shapes that looked like ironwoods. And, people played really well with them. So in 1996, I actually came up with really the first combo set of clubs that had a hybrid type club in the long irons. And I was amazed how many people, just really liked the 2-3 and 4-5 irons, in those sets. So in 2002, when I was at TaylorMade, who introduced the first rescue club,
right,
copper colored club that wasn't particularly successful. I was part of a design team, Clay Long and Brett Wall, that our job was to kind of reconfigure that original club and make it more playable. And that was the original Rescue Mid that TaylorMade, which really set the trend for hybrid clubs.
Sure it did.
But the interesting thing about that design was that it was meant to be marketed only in Japan. So we designed it to hit a high hook for that particular, segment of the golf market. When I joined the Kent in 2005, the first thing that I did with the hybrid design was design the hook out of it. So today, if you're buying a Kent hybrid, it's a hybrid or an ironwood that will go straighter, doesn't have that right-to-left bias in it, and gives you a little bit more flexibility in the type of shot that you can hit with it.
Yeah, hybrids change the game. They've been around, like you said, forever. We have a lot of antique clubs here. So it was like a long face and a hybrid back, but it had an iron face on it. And it's come full circle, but it's amazing how fast hybrids took over for pretty much the masses, because it was a club that could benefit the majority of the golfers out there, not so much your, PGA professionals or your zero or scratch handicap players. But over the course of the last couple of years, it seems every guy on tour has a hybrid in his bag. And the ease of use, one guy told me at one time, it's so easy to hit, it should be cheating. I mean, because no matter what lie you're in, It gets the ball airborne a lot easier, creates spin. So you're able to hold those long shots into the green or those long par threes, and they're terrific for short par fours off the tee. So,
well, it's interesting to see the player profile of the Ironwood. And you go out to the Nationwide Tour, at least 85% of the players on that tour are playing at least one Ironwood in their bag. And on the PGA Tour, it's probably only about 55%. But I'm not sure that the average golfer really has picked up on that trend yet. Although, if you look at the U.S. Open from Bethpage Black, I think there were three par fours over 500 yards uphill and Saga, and it was unbelievable how many guys were hitting hybrids, in the Open for that reason, that they could land the ball a little bit more softly, than maybe you could.
Sure, they had to.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, you got 240 to 260 coming into a par four. You know, not a lot of guys can hit a long iron, even on the PGA Tour, especially uphill, and create that much loft and that much spin to hold it. So you're right. And there were a lot of fairway woods being hit as well on the par fours. It was incredible. But
see, another thing, too, interesting for the average golfer and maybe even some better players, is that the hybrid category you'll see over the next 2 or 3 years kind of divide itself. Because there are players who hit irons better than woods and other players who hit woods better than irons. Interesting, on the PGA Tour and the Nationwide Tour, the players tend to use iron woods that have a slightly flatter, more penetrating trajectory. But when you get to the LPGA Tour, the players seem to hit fairway woods or hybrid clubs that maybe have a little bit higher launch angle, a little wider face on it. And because women tend to hit fairway woods better than they hit irons.
Sure they do.
Because they don't develop the club head speed with the irons to develop the trajectory and the spin, to stop the ball. That's why you see a lot of 7 woods, 9 woods, 11 woods on the LPGA Tour, whereas on the PGA Tour, nobody uses a 9 wood. And it's the spin, that's really generated. So the trend in hybrid clubs really over the next 2 or 3 years will be kind of separated into ironwoods and what we call utility woods. And I think the golfer, when he's going out to choose a hybrid club, really should be conscious of whether he hits his irons better than he hits his woods, or he hits his woods better than his irons, and make a choice in the hybrids on that basis to get the best fit for his game.
Yeah, it makes total sense. I have a 13-year-old daughter that plays, and that's one of the things that she asked me when she was just taking the game up, was, why do I hit these woods better than I hit these irons? And I tried to explain to her, it's so much harder to hit down through an iron shot to create lift and spin versus a fairway wood. So she got accustomed to it and learned how to do it, but still her favorite club in her bags are 7 wood.
Right.
So it makes total sense. There's a lot of exciting things going on. You guys are obviously in the putter business as well. One of the most popular putters you sell are the Pipe. Now you got the Dream coming out. Wanted to touch on that real quick, because you guys cover a lot of different aspects in the golf business. So I'm looking at the putter here right now and absolutely love the look of it. This is a new product for you guys coming out as well?
Right. We launched the Pipe series of putters about 2.5 years ago, and it was extremely successful for us. But consumers and golfers are, they're all critics, whether they admit to it or not. And they offered us a lot of suggestions on how we could improve the putter, because a lot of golfers know the alignment, squaring up the putter face, is probably the most important factor in putting. And that's what the Pipe does for you, because it helps you line up the putter. But one of the things that the consumer said was they wanted a line on top of the pipe to help it line up a little bit better. And we learned a little bit more about moment of inertia and putter design and everything else. So we just have launched the Pipe Dream putter, which is a high moment of inertia putter. It's a little bit more stable than the original Pipe, and it has an alternating groove technology that helps you develop overspin a little bit more quickly, which gives you a truer roll. So we're really excited about the potential.
Yeah, it looks great. I mean, the visible technology is there. You touched on moment of inertia. You can see the weights in the heel and the toe of the golf club, which create the higher moment of inertia. And I think a lot of people don't you know, it hadn't always been a buzzword in putters as it is. It has been in drivers and stuff. But I'm going to tell you, if you put tape on your putter face, impact tape, and you realize you're like, I'm taking a very short backstroke and, swinging the club slow, I'm going to hit, pretty close to the center. You're going to be surprised how many times you hit off center, and moment of inertia is going to be your friend. So great looking putter, and congratulations on the success you guys have had across the board with all of your products. I mean, the technology that's coming out now with the 4DX CYG driver is something we're real excited about. There's a lot of buzz out there for it. So thank you guys for joining us today, John, and thanks for everything you do.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Hey, John, before we get away, what would be the chances of us getting one of the Nikent 4DX CYG drivers to give away to a lucky listener?
Well, there's about 27 million golfers in the United States, and I know that there's one of them out there who would love to play better golf, hit longer, straighter drives. So I think for one of the listeners I hear on the podcast, a free CYG Revolver driver might be a hit.
Awesome, man. Thank you very much. They'll love that. So awesome. Thanks a lot, John. I do appreciate it.
That is great. Well, again, we've got the Seymour putter we'll be giving away on the next episode, and right behind that will be the Nikent 4DX CYG driver. Well, Kenny, thanks so much again. It's been a pleasure. It always is.
Yeah, I always enjoy it. Thanks a million, Tom.
Thanks again to John Hoflick from Nikent Golf for joining us. Thanks to you, the listeners, for listening. And join us back in a couple of weeks when there'll be another exciting episode of Golf Better at edwinwattsgolf.com. So long, everybody.